All right, Coach. I guess first of all, just the takeaways from today. I mean, what are your thoughts on kind of how the game played out? Maybe what assumption was, what you struggled with?
Well, what we saw on tape this morning and last night was that assumption played a perimeter defense, left the middle wide open. They did a good job of scouting what we would like to do, and I think they just scouted a little bit better than we did as coaches, because we were trying to me, at the beginning, we were playing aggressive and coming after them, and we were able to get some points and go on runs with our serve, which we didn't in, you know, sets 2, 3, and 4. But our aggressiveness, then it felt like when we got to set 2, we had an opportunity, we stayed with them. But we just started to tip and push too much, but their block forced that, and we were more out of system than they were in sets 2, 3, and 4. In set 1, we were more in system, got what we wanted to. God bless Elsa; she did a great job of running after balls and trying to get them to the center or get them to the hitters. Nerves were a factor sometimes for these kids, but. They, you know, the only thing I asked them to do when we came out for game 4 is make sure that when you leave that floor, did you leave everything on it? And they felt like they did. And, you know, they've all year long, they've had to fight some adversity through different, you know, lineups to different kids having success and celebrating that success. And just wish that we could have had more runs during sets 2, 3, and 4 that would have at least kept us in it, you know, up to that 20-point mark, and then take our chances from there. But their height played a big factor in our ability to, you know, if we set it high, we talked about if we set it high, they're going to get touches, they're going to get blocks, but you're going to have to keep hitting. But when we were able to run a little bit quicker offense, then we got a lot more attacks to the back line. Today, you know, they took away a lot of the tips, and they took away a lot of the back line attacks because of their presence with their height.
Yeah. You mentioned it yesterday how obviously this is 4 years in a row here. You guys have first win, being able to play in a semifinal in that run. What kind of legacy does this senior class leave? Not so much being the one to break through, but just being here 4 years, you know, maybe setting a standard here in the future too.
Well, the standard that was set, and I believe I talked to Trevor about this, the standard and the culture that was set with this group of four was led before them, but they just kind of kept continuing to do it. And that started with their involvement in other sports and being competitive in that, but also too, when it came time to prepare in the off season, they were the four that kept coming every day when we'd have open gyms. There's the ones that wanted to stay late, and they start to bleed over with what they're demonstrating through action. The other kids see it, and they're starting to do the same thing. So our culture, our expectation, the seniors are the ones that led that factor this year, because over the 4 years, they've led like, if I can be here, you can be here. And they were very open-armed, because every year we've always had some freshmen step in, or we've had some, you know, a sophomore that maybe didn't play very much all of a sudden as a starter. Or this year you take two a junior and a senior who started last year who now were starters at the beginning of the year. And those kids just understood the team part of the culture, which is, you know, my belief is the team part of the culture. And we have that group of kids, especially the seniors, that they have their own personal goals, but we always talked about what's our team need to do and what's our team goals. And so I think when you can develop a culture, it has to be a team-oriented culture. And I really feel like they did that over their 4 years, you know, of getting to this point.
Now, you don't want to think about next year yet, I'm sure, but when it comes to the talent that you have on the outsides, I mean, you got to feel pretty excited about that, too.
I do, and we do. We have a young setter, you know, Sophie Lorman, who started out the season, didn't get to play much in the last part because we switched to a 5-1. But she has a nice pair of hands, and she's good defensively. I think she'll fill in some nice shoes. We've got to find another setter. We'll probably run a 6-2 just because of the height that we won't have at that setter spot. But to bring back, you know, Zoe in the middle, to bring back the two outside hitters, to bring back, you know, Addie Anthover, who we can move to middle, we can keep on right. And we have Millie Anthover, who started out at the beginning of the season, that will have some experience coming in. So, you know, what it's going to take is trying, the one person that's going to be the hardest person to replace, Kaylee Simons. For 4 years, she's crushed every record there is at Kemper for digs. And you've got to find somebody that has just that God-given talent to be able to read, react. That's going to be the hardest shoes, but realistically, I should say all of them are hard shoes because, you know, Elsa started for 3 years, and you've got Bree who started for 4 years. So experience is going to be the biggest issue for us. But you know what? I believe that the grouping that's going to come in is going to want to do something during the summer because they have this feeling of what we just went through, and they want to feel that as well for their team, right, you know, moving into next year.
Coach, thanks. Great year.
Well, Derek, thank you very much, and KMA for sharing the time about Kemper and getting the kids' names out there. That's always very important. And I do love your Monday morning minutes. So right, you and your children are awesome to watch.
I appreciate that. All right, Addy Antover, after a tough loss to Assumption. Addy, I guess just first of all, maybe speak to the experience that you had this week, you know, get a chance to play at the state tournament, and not only that, getting a win. What's it mean to you, and what's it been like?
I mean, it's amazing. This team has been through a lot. I mean, we weren't expected to win first round, so, you know, that was always great. And, I mean, even coming to state, we had a really rough road, and we earned every bit to be here, so it's great to be here.
Yeah. What do you think was the difference there in those last three sets? What was Assumption doing that was difficult for you guys?
I don't even know that they did that much. They changed up a little bit. They found our pin hitters. They tried to shut them down the best they could, but really, I think it came down to we gave them a lot of points. We weren't putting in our all, and I think that really showed. A lot of balls dropped that should have been picked up. A lot of swings. A lot of errors. I mean, it was there. We just didn't get it.
Yeah. What do you take with you from this year into your, you know, future years here that maybe you can use just motivationally trying to get back here, I guess?
The seniors set a great role and really showed leadership, and that's something I'm going to have to pick up on next year with being a senior. But really, the team atmosphere is what – it's the team bonding is what brings you the farthest. And you can see in other teams, no team has as great bond as we do. And so that's really special for us.
Addy, congrats on a great year.
Thank you.
Don't be good.
Kaylee Simons, obviously, you know, great. You only one team wins the state championship, but you guys were one of the final four. I mean, what's it mean to you to be a part of this and, you know, this great run for Kemper Volleyball?
This was just a really big goal of ours from the beginning. We started playing volleyball together, so I'm just really proud of the team. I'm really proud of how everyone stepped up, just did their job, did their best to execute. So I'm just really proud of all the girls that I was surrounded by today.
You know, to be the team that kind of broke through here, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior year, senior year, you were here every single year, and this was the one that was able to find a way to win. You know, what does it mean to be a part of that? And then how did you, you know, how do you feel this kind of, you know, cements a legacy for your senior class as well?
Yes, I'm just really, really proud of all the upperclassmen. They took everything we shoved out of them this year. We knew what we wanted in the end. We knew we really wanted to get past that first round of the state. So I'm just really proud of how they took in everything. They wanted it just as bad as us upperclassmen did. So that's just all you ask for as an upperclassman.
What's the feeling after winning that first set, you know, knowing, you know, you guys were kind of rolling there a little bit, you're two sets away from the championship?
I was so confident. I knew we had everything it takes, and we still did. We just didn't execute the plays we needed to execute. So I think I'm just really proud of how everyone really took it. The momentum in that first set, we really could have taken it, but I think we just didn't adjust as well as we wanted to.
Reflect on your career with Kemper. What will you remember? You know, from, you know, just your experience.
And all the amazing people that I got out of it, all the amazing relationships, the fun on the court, just playing here in this arena has just been so much fun. I'll never forget it.
Kaylee, congrats on a great career.
Thank you so much.
All right, Elsa Tiefenthaler finishes out here at the state tournament and state semifinal. And I guess what do you, first of all, just kind of take away from this experience, not just this week or today, but just your whole experience as a Kemper volleyball player?
You know, it's taught me just a lot of teamwork, honestly, and just finding the good when it's hard to find the good. We put in a lot of hard work and time and tears and everything, and it's just all coming together and seeing how it works out, and it's just like, it's made me closer to a bunch of people. I've gotten so many friendships out of this, as well as learned so many, like, lessons outside of volleyball.
What did Assumption have or do that maybe was difficult those last three sets?
Height. Yeah. That's all they have on us, I'm going to be honest. We have the same amount of skill as them. They just are so much taller than us.
Yeah, tough to deal with, I'm sure. For you to, you know, get that win, be a part of this senior class that, as you mentioned yesterday, lost in the last, you know, the three times prior. Yeah. But to be a part of this, I mean, this maybe, you know, starts something even bigger. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to leave it better than I found it. And obviously we did. And I think that we've all made a big impact on all the freshmen. There's a lot of freshmen coming up. I honestly think that they'll fill some of the roles, but I know that they really cared about losing this game. I wanted to bring home a ship, but for them, but it didn't happen.
Well, Elsa, thanks a lot. Congrats on a great career.